It is an honor for me to say a few words here in the honor of Professor Tamar Libes upon her retirement from the Hebrew University, and I say it as the director of the SMART Institute and of the Swiss Center for Conflict Studies. The retirement of Tamar is part of a generational change, and I'm sorry this was meant for somebody to hear. We are lately quite intensely experiencing in our department in which several free outstanding scholars who lead and represent major fields of studies are, at least on the formal level, leaving us. Tamar is without doubt one of the most prominent intellectual figures in the department. Her work has inspired and still inspires generations of students as well as younger and older faculty. Out of her profound contribution to media studies and also more broadly to adjoining fields such as cultural studies and conflict studies, both nationally inside Israel and internationally, I will briefly name two that I find particularly inspiring as relevant to my fields of study. First, as a social psychologist, I must mention the canonical contribution Tamar has made to audience studies by her empirically grounded move beyond the interpretation of the media text itself to attempting to capture what people think and feel and how they respond to this text. This move out there into the world of empirical audiences in order to find out how media is experienced by them in the spirit of what social psychology once was and should have been is both courageous and justifiably influential. This work is especially significant in a world in which texts or media are frequently seen as at best speaking for themselves or as having a direct line to the scholars trying to interpret them without the need to consult the messy and often chaotic actual interpretations of viewers, readers, and listeners. Second, it is difficult to underestimate Tamar's contribution to the study of conflict and conflict resolution. While this field of conflict studies has been generally dominated by social psychology and by political science, the last decades of technological shifts have brought the increasing realization that ethnopolitical conflicts have become media wars. The work of Tamar and of Tamar with Zohar Kampf on media coverage, on personification of the enemy, on the dilemmas of journalists reporting on conflict, on the politics of empathy in international media coverage, on the PR of terror, and more recently on ordinary people, is foundational to the understanding aspects of these screens of war. So it's with a mixture of pride, sadness, and anxiety that we're saying goodbye to Tamar, pride in her achievement as a leading international scholar, sadness at the departure of a leading figure in the department, and anxiety about filling the void that she leaves, along with Yaakov Shamir and Gadi Wulfsfeld, who have also retired this year. Our comfort is that, of course, we are sure that Tamar and the other scholars that have retired will be in touch with us and stay with us for the years to come.